Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, Dwayne McFadden is here. Good morning to you, Dwayne.
Good morning, LaVon.
And Dwayne, I think you were the starter, you're the chairman, you're the head person for the Red Cattle Campaign for Salvation Army. And how many years is this now, Dwayne?
I think this is my fourth year. Dave Hancock had originally started it, and he had heart surgery here 4 years ago. And so we kind of hated this, being it was in... had been in going on, we wanted to keep it going, so I stepped up, and now Dave is helping us with the Hy-Vee site, and
great.
I handle the Walmart Fairway, and also we line up people to, we are at the parade Saturday night for the lighted parade, and also at the lights function at the park earlier.
All right. Kind of be where people are.
Certainly.
And I don't know about you, but it seems like to me the grocery stores have certainly been busy. Maybe it was that snowstorm and the holiday and another holiday coming up. It's a busy place.
Yes, I think people were, sounded like a storm coming in and they wanted to be stocked up and be prepared.
Well, that's good. Better than be prepared and not have it happen than the other way around. So what's the purpose of the Red Cattle Campaign?
The money that we take in stays in the county here, and it's been used for the Shop with the Cop program, and there's also gift cards to local schools to assist students' needs and assisting stranded motors or transient individuals. Also, fans are bought to distribute by West Central Community Action Center. And also backpacks to be distributed by the administrative staff. This year, Cass County Salvation Army is also partnered with Parents as Teachers program to purchase car seats in this program.
Well, it's good to know all this money stays here. And as you've listed those things, it's a whole age range from the little kids, from babies in the car seats to elderly people who maybe need fans.
Whoever has a need.
Okay.
And that's an interesting part in seeing people give sometimes. They are stretching their opportunity here to give, but they've maybe had the help in the past, and they know how this will help somebody that has the need for it.
Yeah, even those pennies and quarters and dimes, they all count up.
They all add up. And another thing I think is kind of neat, with the bell ringing, when people get out of their car and they hear it, you can see them go for their billfold and get out a dollar or whatever and some change in their pocket. And then the next thing is, if they've got a child with them, they hand it off and say, "Now, won't you go ahead and put it in the kettle?"
Good teaching.
So it's teaching the kids to give.
Yeah. And you find also when people come out of the stores, maybe if they've gotten some change.
Change from.
I know some people don't want to carry change around. You'll take it.
We certainly will, and people say that, well, when we get all our groceries, we'll come back. They don't have a change and stuff, but every little bit adds up and helps, and we appreciate it.
Now, who kind of gets the money out there? Is there a person in charge, or you said you're partnering with some people? How do you decide how that money...
The co-chairmen are Chief Steve Green and Teresa Canning. And so they meet and, consider these needs. And they're kind of on the front line of where these problems come up and they can address them.
And they know lots of these organizations and so on if they have questions about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good to have somebody that's kind of out there knowing where the need is. What kinds of interesting things do you find in the pot besides money or besides change?
Well, there's we usually see toward the end of the campaign, people will put some larger checks. They want to donate to the Salvation Army, and being the money stays in Cass County, they'll kind of come down about the last time we're out here doing it and put checks in. The thing, we're doing it on Saturdays through December. And we've got one Saturday down, and even with the rain and everything, I'm still really looking forward to the next three coming up.
Yeah, three more. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, somebody has to be out there ringing the bell, standing there by the pot. What about those volunteers?
We have people that we contact that have done it in the past. And the interesting thing is I had one fellow did it for the first time this week, and we'd been trying to get him before, and it didn't work in his schedule. And after he got done, he gave me a call, and he said, be sure and sign me up next year. He said, I had fun. And the thing is, if you like to interact with people and stuff, it's a great time to do this. And another function we have coming up this coming Friday, Dale Gross has organized the realtors of Cass County, and they will be ringing bells at Hy-Vee and Fairway on Friday, and that's an added feature this year.
Okay, so you mentioned Fairway, Hy-Vee, Walmart. Those are the three
major. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then so you've organized for these other special events again, where people are. That's great.
Yeah,
and you know, I think you mentioned about people, you know, hearing the bells and getting ready, but it adds to the whole season.
Yes, so it's part of the merry, part of the Christmas.
And you don't have to go to Omaha to do this.
No, you can do it right here. And the thing is, the weather's a little colder, but just dress warmly. And but I think when you're all done, I think most everybody has a great time interacting with the people.
How long a time is it?
It's a 2 hour. We start at 10 in the morning to 12, 12 to 2, 2 to 4. And it's kind of in the middle of the day. Okay. And so you can get some of your other activities or your shopping done in the morning and then come and take a time. And then
you're not out there in the dark, are you?
No, we're in the daylight.
And I'm sure, now you mentioned the realtors. I'm thinking, you know, if somebody else comes up with an idea, you'd be open to that also.
We certainly would be. And we contact different groups and they try to put together, you know, candidates for us. But if anybody would like to do this and try it, I'd give you my cell phone number, which is 249-0939. And that's probably the best, quickest way to contact me, and I'll try to find a time that we can work it in that's convenient for your schedule.
Okay. And if they forget that number, and I'm going to have you give it again here in a minute, but is there some other way? I mean, like, they say, I forgot my number. Can they call the courthouse and say, what's Dwayne's number?
Yeah, call the auditor, and they definitely have that number. And it wouldn't be the first time they've given it out.
It's just nice to kind of have a backup plan, mm-hmm. Dwayne. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what about administrative costs? How much are you getting paid to run this, Dwayne?
No, there isn't any. And you know, I just, when Dave wasn't able to carry it on, I hated to shut it down. And then maybe try to get it going again. And, you know, I just, I'm glad. And the people, most of the people, I've never had anybody tell me, I'll never do that again. I mean, they enjoy it. And when they're done, they're willing to do it again. And so they had a good time. And so I'm glad for that. And so,
the reason I asked that question, as I recall, and I haven't checked lately, that Salvation Army as a total has the largest percentage of giving that goes for the purpose is not paid to administrative staff and all that sort of thing. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I knew you weren't getting paid, Dwayne.
No.
But, you know, and then again, this stays here in the county, and I just think that's such a plus.
Yes, it meets the needs wherever it is here. And so we never know when something new will come along that we have to address.
And not just at Christmas time. I mean, that's a special time of the year, but those needs go on all year long.
Correct.
So it's good to spread it out a little bit.
Like here with the fans, and we know we had a 3-week period this summer when it was pretty warm and fans were pretty welcome.
Yes, very, very important for the health of people. So again, Dwayne McFadden is who we're visiting with, and he's heads up with a lot of other help, the Red Kettle Campaign for Salvation Army. And your phone number again, Dwayne?
712-249-0939.
Okay, we want to thank you very much, Dwayne. Well,
thank you, LaVon, mm-hmm. for your help in doing this.
You bet. Until next time, remember that saying, it's better to give than receive.